How are you feeling today?
Better than yesterday for sure. It's been getting better over the past couple of days. It's probably the best I've felt yet, so we're going in the right direction.
What'd you do in practice today?
Just did routes, stuff like that. Just kind of trying to get back acclimated. Then did a lot of the mental reps at the end and some not high speed, but, you know, got some reps at the end of practice.
So percentage, you'd say you're at what now?
I don't know percentage. Yeah, I couldn't tell you a number.
Odell, how much do you want to get out there?
I mean, for me, it's like this is what you do it for. I personally don't want to get up at 6:30 every morning to get here for 7 o'clock treatment. The days we have off, you're here at 10 o'clock for treatment. I go home and I do 5-6 hours of treatment. It's boring. You know, it's not fun. Nobody wants to do that. And definitely don't want to, you know, work all off season and everything to get to Dallas and have to sit there and watch. So I'm itching to get back on the field. Definitely would rather be on the field than the training room, I'll tell you that much. It's definitely not fun. So,
Odell, do you think you proved more of your value by not playing than playing?
I don't really look into that. I really was trying my best, you know, our warm-ups. I was trying to get out there and play. And even knowing I wasn't in the best position to play, there was still that temptation. And maybe it might have been growth for me to be like, you know what, I'm going to actually have to, you know, rest up and make that decision. Because everything in me was like, you know, we're here. And like, lights on, it's Dallas. I want to get out there that bad, but you just got to be smart. It's a long season, and that's one game. Unfortunately, we lost, but it's one game. You know, you got 15 more to prove yourself.
How realistic was it entering Sunday?
Honestly, I don't really know how realistic it was. As bad as I wanted to play, it just wasn't there. It had been, you know, 3 weeks after the injury. It hasn't even been a month since it happened. And, you know, this is a 6 to 8 week thing. Unfortunately, you know, as much as I was trying my hardest to get out there, it just wasn't enough time.
What still needs to happen for you to get the green light to go?
I think it's just, you know, with the training staff and figuring out. It's like that last step. You know, you can burst, you can do all this, but there's the little rotation, there's the little movements that, you know, irk it a little bit, and if it's still, you know, hurting, the doctors are going to hold you. So right now I'm just trying to find a way to get through it. I got another long week going up until Monday of, as soon as I get home, 3 hours, you know, massage, dry needle, acupuncture come through, everything just comes through the house, and I'm just there. You know, I spend a lot of time on the table, so I'm really ready to get off of that table, get out of the treatment room. It's really not fun getting up every single morning and having to come here and do treatment. I'd much rather be.
You said 6 to 8 weeks. I mean, that doesn't sound like a high ankle sprain. That sounds like something more.
I'm not a doctor, really. I don't know how long it is. I'm just, there's guidelines. It could be 4 to 12 weeks. And you never know. It just, everybody heals differently.
You said 6 to 8.
Six to eight, though. What makes you think it's a smart thing to get back this week? Like you said, 6 to 8.
I mean, I don't know. I want to play that bad. So you gotta. It's gonna be again. You know, you. What are you gonna do? I really couldn't tell you at this moment, but, you know, I'm working my best to get to 100. So once I do get there, there won't be any more problems. But at the moment, we don't know. We're just kind of day by day. It's getting better, so we're going in the right direction. Sorry, brother.
Odell, what do you make of the fact that everyone is saying that the team doesn't function offensively without you?
I mean, bro, we had a bad game. We had bad games last year. You know, Dallas lost the first game last year and went 14-2. It's one game. I'm not. I for sure. I'm not panicking. I don't think anybody over here is panicking. We did have a bad game, and the good thing about that is there's a lot of film for you to go watch and correct, and bring it in the next week. It's one game. You know what I mean? It's literally one game, and now it's like, whoa, you lost the game. Okay, move on.
How does this work? How do you guys prepare right now on offense? Because right now we're not sure where you stand. How are you guys getting ready?
Everybody has to step up. You know, that's what it is, the next man mentality, especially in the receiver room. Everybody who goes on that field, we have full confidence in that they're going to be able to do the job and do it at a high level. So right now it's just trying to, you know, find the game plan, find your plays, and make sure you make them. But like I said, we didn't have a good first game. We just came out flat. You know, Dallas, they had more energy, was home. you know, maybe we beat them the last couple of times. There was an extra chip on their shoulder. It just happened. You know, they beat us, and you move on. There's 15 other games. I'm sure, you know, Tom Brady lost to the Chiefs. I'm sure he's not over there freaking out. You know, it's you stay composed. You keep going. You keep chopping away. You get 1% better each and every day.
Odell,
how did you feel
my
today?
My wife wants to know if you're going to be out there on Monday.
Appreciate it.
What? I know I can't tell her that right now, but I'm trying my hardest, that's for sure. Like I said, bro, it's just not fun. It's really not fun at all. I don't think the people in the training room like me anymore after seeing him every day. It's not a place that you want to be. It's just really not.
Is it a matter of balancing, not making the injury worse and undoing everything you've done at this point?
Pretty much. It's like, you know, when I had the hamstring issue and you come back and do you know if it's too early or not, and you get re-injured again, you set yourself back for another 5 to 6 weeks. You know, I don't have that luxury right now. So it's a matter of getting to a point where you know you're confident in it, it's confident in itself, and you can go and you don't have to worry about it. But until that moment goes, we're being smart with it. Odell. Proactive and just, you know, staying on top of it.
Odell, how much does the extra day for a Monday night game, how much does that help your chances this week?
It helped a lot. You know, we had, you know, Monday and Tuesday. Well, the team had Monday and Tuesday off. I still had, you know, treatment at 10 in the morning. But to be able to get some rest at least, you know, for those 2 days, and then you had a easier Wednesday. You come in, get your lift, and, you know, you just kind of get back into it. I think it's going to allow. We went into division, played a physical Cowboys team. And they beat up on us. So everybody's recovering this week. This extra day is going to help us. I'm looking forward to it, man. Monday Night Football, I'm trying my best. It's a primetime game. You know, you want to be in it.
Odell, how do you respond to that report that said you were in a dance-off with Russell Westbrook?
I figured you would ask.
It was a full-on
dance battle, man. You know, we were in there. Break dancing. I had the little beanie with the pad on it, spinning on my head. You know, and it was incredible to be able to, you know, do something like that with Russell, man. It really, you know, it was everything for me.
Did you win?
I don't know. I'm not really the judge of it, but you know, I know a dance battle looks good on a title. It's like, hey, a dance battle, everything's good. You know, I know how stuff works now. So you can't really take it personal. It doesn't bother me.
So what was it?
What'd you say?
Was that a false report?
I don't really know.
Did they mischaracterize you?
Yeah, but it happens. You know, it happens all the time. So it's not really something that bothers me anymore, you know?
Odell, going back to what you said before about, you know, weighing, making the injury worse than that, how much are you struggling with that proposition?
It's a matter of patience. And patience is a hard thing at this point in time in my life. You know, you want it so bad. And it's like it's right there in front of you, and you, it's just like you have to wait. You have to wait until, you know, you're good to go. So it's a tough process, but trying to stay as positive as I can about the situation. It's just, like I said, people in the training room are tired of me.
Odell, how did you feel out practicing today?
I felt good. It felt good just to be back out there. Something about, you know, it's just, when you put that helmet on, it's like, It's a different mode. And, you know, you put the helmet on, I go out there, warm up, and we got the individuals. I was running routes. I was feeling pretty good. So, like I said, we're definitely taking major strides in the right direction. It's just a matter of time.